Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don Bailey Jr. is the longtime radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. And for those that don't know, DBJ played in the NFL for the Colts. Did you know that?
Yes.
I did not know that. I was just having to be looking today at Dolphins lines, and they're playing the Colts, and then I was looking up DBJ. I always like to throw something new in the intro. I had no idea. There he is. DBJ, I had no idea you played for the Colts.
That was a long time ago. We can just talk about flooring. It suits me fine.
For all your flooring needs, Don Bailey flooring.
Go,
how about that?
And he played for the Bucks. That's why I'm a Bucks fan.
I did not realize that. I had no. So you played with the Colts when they were in Baltimore, I'm imagining.
No, first year in Indianapolis.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. First and second year in Indianapolis.
Oh. So you're torn this weekend with the Dolphins and the Colts.
I am not torn one single bit, man.
Don Bailey Jr., we bow down to you for the performance that you put on Saturday. I know the Hurricanes put on a performance Saturday at Doak Campbell, but so did you, my friend.
Well, thank you. It was fun all around, man. I hadn't had that much fun in a long time. That was a great place to call a game and a great atmosphere, and turned out good for the Hurricanes, and we did a few winky dinky dogs too.
I'm telling you, we were so delighted when we got to listen to these yesterday. I mean, grinning ear to ear, because usually we get to them on Tuesdays, sometimes Mondays, but Tuesday we did the show out at the Watsco Center, and we were loaded, man. University of Miami, to stroke them for a second, on Tuesday, we did the show out there. Jim Larrañaga was with us. Michael Irvin was with us. Blake James was with us. Gino Toretta stopped by, joined us for a while. Katie Meyer was with us. Joe, your radio partner, stopped by. I mean, we had the time of our lives. So we got to hear your calls yesterday for the first time. And I'm telling you, we were cackling. In fact, can you play those real quick, Solana? So the first call that you guys did, for the people that don't know, we gave Don Bailey Jr. lines from John Witherspoon. He had passed the previous week, and so we gave him some lines from John Witherspoon, the actor. What was the first one that we gave him, Solana?
Well, the secret is you got to coordinate.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't coordinate. So you got to coordinate.
The secret is you've got to coordinate. Here's how Don Bailey Jr. pulled that off during the FSU game.
From the six, Williams turns, gives, left side, three, two, one, busting into the end zone, standing up, DJ Dallas, touchdown, Miami, 3:58 to go in the second quarter, it's a six-yard touchdown for DJ Dallas, a pot of gold for Dallas, 13-3, Miami.
Boom, boom, boom. Your Miami Hurricanes march the field and put a touchdown on those Florida State Seminoles. And sometimes, Joe, the secret is you got to coordinate. See, you got to coordinate like Dan Enos is doing.
That is so good, man. That was so good because you threw the tie-in with Dan Enos there. It was perfect. That was great.
Well, thank you.
This next one.
I like the score, too.
I mean, it all came together, right? Because that game was fun from the get-go, right? I mean,
that
it was just fun.
Yeah. Funnest game of the year, my boy.
That was the most complete game of the year, right, for the Hurricanes?
No question about it. No question about it. Believe it or not, I love it when a defense gets rolling. And for them to have 9 sacks and 16 tackles for loss and for Miami to go toe-to-toe with them, you know, with the smack talk, and I enjoyed that a lot. But then really towards the end of the game, Miami took over physically, and I don't think enough people have given them credit for that. I mean, Florida State at about the 10-minute and 30-second point in the fourth quarter had basically had enough, and that's always good to see.
Now, here's the second call that you and Joe Zagacki did, which is just, I mean, this is so, we're kind of under agreement that this might be their best call ever.
Top, really? Top three.
Solana, you believe this is his best call ever?
I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, the absolute joy in Joe's voice transcends. Like, do you have the actual clips, the two clips that we gave them? So here's the first clip.
This is not your average hot dog stand. You know what this is? This is Winky Dinky Dog.
And then that was followed up by this clip. This is from Hollywood Shuffle.
Bobby, say it with me. Come on. Winky Dinky Dog. Winky Dinky Dog. Yeah. Ooh.
I mean, you guys killed this. From Hollywood Shuffle, it's John Witherspoon. Here's how it sounded during the UMFSU game.
Williams brings him up. Windmills his arms a few times. Sends Mark Pope wide to the right. Turns. Play fakes, looking deep, lets it fly for Wiggins, got him at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, touchdown, Miami! 55-yard touchdown pass, a heavenly throw from Williams, right on the money, to Wiggins, 23-10 Miami, 55 touchdown yards.
That'll turn off the chop. What a play. What a pocket. What a throw. What a catch. And what a game.
Jaren Williams just gave us Miami Hurricanes magic. The extra point is good. Miami 24, Florida State 10.
This is not your average hot dog stand. This is a Winky Dinky Dog. Joe, say it with me now. Winky, winky dinky, dinky dog.
Winky, winky dinky, dinky dog.
It is so damn good.
I almost fell out the window because I don't believe that he joined in like he did.
I mean, just play the part where they say that. Can you have that, Solana?
This is not your average hot dog stand. This is a Winky Dinky Dog. Joe, say it with me now. Winky, winky dinky, dinky dog.
Winky, winky dinky, dinky dog.
You guys are so happy. And Joe was here in the studios yesterday, and I had said to him outside, I'm like, you guys had to have practiced that. And he's like, nope, we did not practice that.
No, we did not. We did not. We had no time to practice anything. You guys don't realize that we went the first 2 hours of the pregame without stopping. There was no commercials.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Hours of the pregame.
There was a technical issue. So they just had to keep talking. I mean, yeah, you guys must have been slap happy. You were slap happy by the time the game rolled around.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Believe me, we both nodded off on the flight home. Trust me.
I can imagine. Well, I want to get to the lines that we want to give you this week. I just want to quickly ask you. That changes the narrative, wouldn't you say, of the entire season? The entire first season under Manny Diaz, had they lost at FSU, it would have been, oh, woe is us, and what's going on, and did they make a hire too quickly? But with that emphatic victory over FSU, I think it changes the entire narrative.
I don't dispute that one bit. I think how convincing it was, how Miami went on the road the week before at Pitt, and how they have changed mentally, how they've changed physically, what they've done since they lost to Georgia Tech. And, you know, the key now is how we're going to finish after this. You know, a mature football team is going to take that win, and then they're going to want more of it instead of living off of it. And we're playing it. I got to tell you guys, Louisville, if Miami can lose to Virginia Tech and Miami can lose to Georgia Tech, it will be easier to lose to Louisville than either of those two teams. Louisville's offense is a pain. It's very productive. It causes everybody a lot of problems. Their defense is okay. They've been on a run of some takeaways, but this is not a gimme game by any stretch of the imagination. So Miami needs to follow up Florida State with a win over Louisville. And hey, it looks like now, you know, you can talk about it. What happens if they get a streak going again and win the rest of these games this year?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Somebody texts in, by the way, DBJ. I just see the first text that came in. That has to be his best ever. So there you go. A lot of people are in agreement. Oh, Solana reminds me via text here. Have you ever heard of a chicken square?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick, this was several weeks ago. Ryan Fitzpatrick said his favorite food item is chicken squares.
Mm.
Yeah, we'd never heard of it either. Yeah. You've done a lot of traveling. You've never come across chicken squares in your travels.
I'm a wing man. You know, I'm a chicken wing guy. I've never been to a place where I have seen any chicken squares. Is Channing?
I'm with you, DBJ. I'm a wing guy, too. Hell, I ain't eating no chicken square.
I mean, what part of the chicken's that come from?
All right, here's the line. Me. So DBJ will be on the call. What time is kickoff on Saturday?
3:30, sir.
3:30 kickoff, and it is Miami and Louisville at Hard Rock, right?
That's right. Two five-win teams fighting for bowl eligibility on senior day.
Yeah, and you're feeling good, though, about the Hurricanes after the last couple of games, especially this most recent one. But here are a couple lines for you to work in. We were thinking about giving you a victory Monday where you don't have to do anything, but then we thought better of it.
No, I want to do them, man. We like this. This is great.
All right. This is, we gave you this line last week, but we still like it. It's from Boomerang. It's not John Witherspoon himself, but it's a line that we think would work well in the broadcast.
Gerard, did you know your pops had a mushroom belt on?
Yes.
Gerard, did you know your pops had a mushroom belt on? And then Joe can say, yes.
Send it again. We'll get it in.
Because that's a good one, right? That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a very good one, yeah.
All right, now here's from a song. You like this song, Crowder? Because I saw that you picked this line.
Well, I think it would be hilarious if DBJ gets it off.
So this is what? This is Camila Cabello from...
This is Camila Cabello in a Shawn Mendes song.
Okay, so but this is her line in the song.
Right.
Okay. I love it when you call me senorita.
I love it when you call me senorita.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Right.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
All right. Now, here's another one.
I'm gonna look Joe dead in the face when I say that one.
Yeah, that's what you do. I love if he says, like, hey, it's great to be with you again this week, DBJ. You go, I love it when you call me senorita.
It's okay. No problem.
All right. This is Biggie Smalls. Now, Crowder's got a direction for how to pull this off, right?
Yes, it's Diddy and Biggie talking, but Diddy says, how you living, Biggie Smalls? But you got to get Joe to say, how you living, DBJ? And then you come back and say, in mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous.
Wait, is that much?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. What do you have, Solana?
Living, Biggie Smalls.
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous.
That's sad. That's good.
All right. You think you got that? How you live in DBJ? Joe will say that. How you live in DBJ? And then what's he got to say?
In mansion and Benz's, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous.
You got that, DBJ?
It'll be something close to that.
Will it?
Well, that's a bit of a tongue twister, man. I don't know if I could squeeze that whole thing out.
That's legendary, though. That's Biggie. That's Biggie, DBJ.
Play that again, Solana.
Living Biggie Smalls.
In mansion and Benz is giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous.
We're going to give it a shot.
All right. That's all we need to hear. That's all we need to hear. And finally, we're going to give you one.
I think I'd get out Winky Dinky Dog. We got that one
you
out.
You killed it, man. You killed it. All right. Then let's the last one that we're going to give you, we gave this to you before, but we'd still like to hear it. It's the old Kansas song, Dust in the Wind.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
Stop right there.
Nope.
Pass before my eyes a curiosity.
This is you and Joe together.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Got it?
Bro, it's too long. We're going to take up a whole commercial break.
All right, just the first two lines then, right? Play the little clip again.
You want the first two lines or the last two lines?
All right, give me the last two lines.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Last two lines.
All right, dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. You and Joe together.
Perfect.
All right.
Now you got to send them to me now.
Oh yeah. Have I ever failed you there before?
No. But right. You got to send me the biggie, the one that Channing wants, because that's going to need some practice.
Yeah, I can't get it either. So.
How you living, DBJ?
Yeah. Oh, good. Now I don't feel so bad.
In Mansion and Benz.
There's a learning curve with that one.
All right, DBJ, we love you.
Love you too, guys. Have a good day.
Does. Of course he does. There you go. Don Bailey Jr. Make sure you listen to him on the Hurricanes broadcast. Saturday, 3:30 kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.